の魅力と最新事情についてお伝えするポッドキャストインドの衝撃、案内人の広瀬です。今回はですね、アートワータヤ・ダタナヤクさんというインドの、芸術家の方にですね、お話を伺っていこうと思います。そしてですね、今回ちょっとインドの衝撃初めての試みとして、英語でですね、インタビューをしていきたいと思います。それではダタナヤクさん、 Nice to meet you.
Thank you so much. はい、はい、
could you explain what kind of picture and sculpture you are making in a short word to the Japanese and worldwide audience? What kind of art you are?
Actually, I'm doing it's my experience in Japan. You know, last 6 months I am working. And to so many drawings, so many paintings, so many sculptures, and the big sculpture I'm doing in Daisan Park. You know, it will be Sakai City concept. You know, like a shelter. It is big history, and one I did also in Nakama City. It's Ganesha. And one in Bepu. APU University, it's like a soul. So many interact with nature, people, and all whatever I remember, my past generation, 1,000 years ago and present now, I try to communicate each other in small things. And it will be all the drawings are communicate to nature. Nature is a great teacher, you know. He always changing. You'll see cloud is moving, river is moving, all the things here. So when I paint, you can see.
それでは先生の作品の一つをですね、見せてもらおうと思いますが、こちらは
無限山
のエネルギーということで、今お話しあったように日本でペイントをされているということで、自然のエネルギーを表現されているということだったので、一つの絵をですね、ちょっと説明していただこうかと思うんですけれども、 So could you explain this picture? What is?
Actually, when every day I'm seeing Mount Gogen, it is on the way to my studio. And every day I go inside the mountain, and I feel the energy of mountain. You can feel so many energy inside the mountain. It's like our forefather. It's like exalted. He can speak lots of things.
He means the mountain.
Mountain, yeah.And he stores everything. When I touch, when I polish the stone, one layer can speak so many things. So that's the energy I try to find out inside the painting. And you can go inside and feel the energy.
This is stairs.
Stairs.
Going downstairs. Energy of the Mountain Goken という絵を見せていただいておりますが、非常にカラフルな、丸いスポット、サークル、カラフルサークル、スポットオンザマウンテンという感じですけれども、階段が中に、山の中に入ってくるという、すごく斬新な構図の絵になっていますが、はい。So, why is it so colorful?
The energy, you know, it's energy always charge, you know. It's like when you see the sun inside, the air inside, the soul inside, everything is more colorful, more vibrant, the charge, like battery inside, you know.
スカルプチャーの作品も見せていただこうかと思うんですけれども、じゃあこちらですね、これは、何か、黒い石の平たいものの蛇のような感じのが描かれているものの 先端にあの赤い石が半分に切ったような感じのものがありますけれども、まあ抽象彫刻に見えますけれども、そう、could you explain
this? Yeah, this is Yashima. Yashima inside, you know Yashima.
Yashima.
If you, I draw Yashima inside, like our body inside, you know, the system, inside system.It's like this, the movement of the system, you know. It's like how to flow energy. And always I feel it's something like magic. And when I start on the way, you know, every day, I'm moving my home and to studio.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the it's the energy towards the mountain, you know, the Yashima and Gogen, both side. One side is Yashima, one side is Gogen Mountain. Yeah.
So, I thought it was a snake.
Yeah, like this.
Style, but it's actually the road. ヘビのように見えていたあのくねくねしたあの道筋はこれはあのヘビではなくてこう道筋というようなあのことのようです。それと、まあ、ヤシマですね。私もがあの日本人も知らないような言葉ですね。先生はご存知のようなんですけれども、 So could you ask about your personal careerWhere are you from? Which part of India are you from? And what is your career?
I'm a sculptor. Basically, I'm from Odisha, Bhubaneswar, Dhinkanal. My village name is Nelupi. And
near Bhubaneswar?
Yeah, near Bhubaneswar.
And what is your career as an artist?What kind of artistic?
I'm basically a sculptor, but
based in the Odisha all the time.
I'm staying in my studio, everything in Delhi and Mumbai also. So I'm working both places, and I was in government job also. I'm Director General, National Gallery of Modern Art, and Vice President ICCR.
I see. And what's your experience in Japan?
It's very beautiful, you know.
When and did you come to Japan first time?
I think in November and...
Last year?
Yeah, last
year. It's the first time?
Yeah, first time.
And you painted so many,
yeah.
So many pictures?
Yes, yes.
In a very short time?
Very short time.
今、展示会にはたくさんの絵が飾られているんですけども、もう短い間にですね、日本に関する日本からのインスピレーションを受けた絵を描かれたと いうことになりますね。こちらもう1点作品を、見てみたいと思うんですけども、これはですね、天国への鳥ということでアドバイター坂谷さんの、油絵ですね、がありますけれども、Could you explain that?
It's like...I feel entrance to heaven, you know. It's the story. It's more spiritual, you know. Everywhere I've seen in Japan, you know. It is something to enter the inside, you know. Inside your body and inside the nature. Inside the to connect each other. It's like a symbolic part, you know. It connect both sides.Inside you and inside nature.
Can we find something similar to this entrance?
Yeah.
Maybe the interface between the me and the other world. In Japan, we know the tori is entrance. Is there anything similar?To this in India
also, so many entrances, you know.
It's
like a temple. When you enter the temple, in a huge entrance, you know. It's like we also toran. Toran.
And what about the especially Orissa culture anything we Japanese should know?
Odisha, it's more like it's near to sea also in Odisha. And it is connect to Japan very beautifully. All the past generation, like Buddhism, you know, after Ashoka, Kalinga War, you know, and the business, you know, the shipping, all the movement from Odisha to Japan.
This picture also have the background, the ocean.
Yes.
This is something Japan and India in common.
Yes, yes.
はい、天国への鳥居という作品を見せていただきました。じゃあ今日はですね、初めての試みとして英語で、アドバイタガタナヤクさんに、お話を伺いました。はい、今日はどうもありがとうございました。
ありがとうございました。